Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody? Little intro before the intro. You know the deal. I put in a little content in here to thank everybody for listening to the plugs. Because without the plugs, without the donations, without the sponsors, I could not do this show. Especially now, there is no tours. None. Nothing's happening. No live podcast, no touring, nothing on the books for 2020. So any way that you've supported is greatly appreciated. It's life-changing, seriously. And I want to remind everybody that the venues, the road crews, I mean, look, I know everybody's hurting, especially for cash, but they need your help. So we're going to have some unique items for the Nomad fundraiser. It's for the nomads.org. So we signed, I think it's like a Divinity of Purpose, like a big banner from Divinity of Purpose album. Also some Slayer shorts from Rebel 8 and some other stuff. I think some framed signed lyrics. I will also be on Johnny from Avenged Sevenfold's podcast on Thursday. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday, we're doing some auction for him and Chris Santos Foundation as well. I think that's going to be signed lyrics in a frame too. But for the Hatebreed Road Crew, we are doing a shirt, which will be up at martyrstore.net. And then we got some meet and greet items that were exclusive for meet and greeters. We will do those. So if you didn't get a chance to do the meet and greet and you wanted like the patches, the pins, or the signed tote bag, or maybe you want a signed drum head or a set list, there will be very limited items at martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. And all those proceeds will be going to the Hatebreed Road Crew who are out of work. And we're doing a limited for the Road Crew No More Tours 2020 shirt for those guys too. So shout out to Brian, shout out to Larry, L-Dog, my man L-Dog. Shout out to Marco, shout out to Billy Ocean, and everybody else. Okay, also don't forget, May 27th, if you're listening to this, May 27th, this is the music show, and if you want to see a streamed live virtual concert with Crowbar, Clutch, Blacktop Mojo, and Saw, you can go to livefrom.events/doomsaloon. Again, that's livefrom.events/doomsaloon. This is awesome. It's only $9 starting at 4 p.m. EST. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, the 27th, 4 p.m. EST, but it's going to be available for 48 hours afterwards. So for $9, you get a one-of-a-kind virtual show. This could be the streaming. This could be the future of streaming concerts for 2020. It's really cool. I'm really excited for Clutch and Crowbar and everybody, everybody from Sound Talent and everybody who worked their ass off to make this concert happen. And they've already sold like something insane, like 3,000 tickets or something. So if you got one of those tickets, you are a lifesaver. Thank you so much. It's really helping out Crowbar and Dwayne and everybody at the studio. Everybody from Sound Talent and all Clutch and their road crew. So it's just great to see all the fans coming together. Speaking of fans coming together, you guys go above and beyond week after week donating to this show, whether it's at paypal.me/Josta or Jamie Josta on Venmo or $JamieJosta on Cash App. I cannot thank you enough. You've kept the lights on. You've kept the studio bills paid. You've kept everything rolling, really. So big, big thanks to Jake Olszewski from Las Vegas, Nevada. Big thanks to Jake, as always. And now Richard Miller's trying to catch up to Jake, I think. Richard Miller going hard in the paint for the Josta Show lately. Thank you so much, Richard, over there in Hayward, California. Also, the Pitts in Ansonia, Connecticut. Good Connecticut supporter going ham on my Depop. And thank you. I'm donating a bunch of that Depop money to ForTheNomads.org and other organizations that are raising money for the road crews. And for the people who missed out on all this touring income and everything that we lost this year. Also, Thomas Thestrup from Stormville, New York. Thank you, Thomas. Christopher Curvin over in Vancouver, Washington, which I didn't know there was a Vancouver, BC and a Vancouver, Washington. Who knew? Alexander Lewis in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got a lot of Vegas supporters, man. I love it. Second Vegas is open. I'm there. I'm drinking free soda. I'm gambling. I'm getting no, I'm just kidding. So let's see. Who else? Kenny Grallinger from Hattem, Wallonie, Belgium. Thank you, Kenny. Also, Rob Mudge in Blairsville, Pennsylvania. man, people are going to, my niece is going to hear this, is going to hear this shit about fuck, why? Why do I even joke around? Were you serious? Like, I'll actually have to go to Vegas, and then they'll be like, are you serious about that? Don't you? He's going off the deep end. He's back on the booze. Get him, help him. No, I'm not. Just kidding around, everybody. All right. Rob Mudge, shout out to Pennsylvania, PAHC in the house. Jared Sanchez over in Arlington, Texas. Thank you, Jared. Karen Snyder and the whole Snyder fam. Hubby Matt, daughter Liv, everybody down in Milton, Georgia. You guys are the best. I really, really appreciate all your support. This is for you.
Thank you for supporting the show.
So thanks again to Jake, oh, Richard, Pitts, Thomas, Christopher, Alex, Kenny, Rob, Jared, Karen, Matt, Liv. You guys are the best. We got a great show today. It's the May Music Show. I'm so psyched to play all these tracks. Some of them are brutal. Some of them are melodic. Some of them are heavy. Some of them are soft. You're going to love it. Got to thank Matt, the Immortal Brown, and the ImmortalCoffee.com. I got the coffee is hot and black, just like I like my metal. God damn, this coffee is good. And I'm not just saying that because they're a sponsor. I was drinking this shit way before they came on board. And you know I did Matt Brown's theme song, one of my favorite fighters, and we both have that commonality there, that love for coffee. That Italian espresso dark roast, damn, that shit packs a punch, just like Matt Brown. You're gonna love the espresso dark roast, you know what I mean? We had a guy from Italy, our sound guy Danny, shout out to Danny. I would always go Frutti di Bosco, because I heard him one time. We were at gelato. We go, oh, you want to get gelato? Let's go get gelato. We go to get gelato. He wants the Frutti di Bosco. Frutti di Bosco. I go home. I'm saying to my daughter, I'm like, we got to go get gelato. We got to get the Frutti di Bosco. Frutti di Bosco. I think it means forest fruit. The forest fruit, he would say. Anyways, back to fucking Immortal Coffee. This shit rules. Right now you can get free shipping on orders above $75. So if you want to go hard in the paint for that infused organic CBD Colombian medium roast, or maybe you just want to get one bag and you want to save 15% when you use the code JASTA, J-A-S-T-A, at theimmortalcoffee.com. Also, give them a follow on Instagram at Immortal Coffee and on Twitter, I'm sorry, at the. Don't forget the Buster. If you forget the Matt Brown's going to jump on the computer, elbow you in the fucking face. At the Immortal Coffee on Instagram, at Immortal underscore coffee on Twitter. Use the code JASTA at theimmortalcoffee.com. Also, I know I told you about that Clutch live stream. You know who Clutch works with to sell their merch. It's indiemerchstore.com, one of our longest, best sponsors. Sometimes they send me names of bands, and I see the name, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fucked. There's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce this shit. So I just do my best, you know what I mean? Debemur Morti. Debemur Morti. Maybe it's like Frutti di Bosco a little bit. Debemur Morti Productions has some amazing bands and releases available now over at IndieMerchStore.com, including the latest Ulcerate album, Stare Into Death and Be Still. Shout out to Ulcerate. Yo, what's wrong with your stomach? I don't know, man. I got fucking ulcerated. I don't know what happened. All right, Ulcerate. They got colored vinyl CDs also from Behexen, Archgo, Bloodoss Nord, and more. Head to the front page of IndieMerchStore.com to see. All right, check it out. Great label with some awesome indie releases. I know we got those deep old, like those black metal fucking maniacs out here that listen to this podcast, and I know they get down with all this stuff with Debemur Morti Productions. They're going hard. This shit is hard. All right, it's the May Music Show. I think that's it for the plugs. I love you all. Thank you all. Now on to the show.
My friend, the lead singer of Hatebreed, the infamous and notorious Jamie Jasta, is in the building.
That's what's up.
Jamie Jasta from the metal band Hatebreed. That guy's famous.
Coffee, death metal, and push-ups.
That's Jamie Jasta. Remember Jamie Jasta? You know him. He's a podcaster, but he's also a metal man.
I would say delete that.
That shit is hard. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is episode 523. This is the May Music Show. There's so much good music coming out this month and from last month that I didn't get to on the April Music Show, so I wanted to make sure that I brought you some hard tracks this month for you to check out. Hopefully you already know about some of these bands, but if you don't, hopefully you support them. Go to their merch stores, pre-order, or get the vinyl or the CD or the shirt if it's already out, especially with no touring happening, as far as we know, for the unforeseeable future. I don't know. Is it the only thing I can foresee right now is that we are not going anywhere for a minute. So support these bands if you can. And thank you so much for supporting the podcast. I was saying, I think it was on the Jake Bannon episode, you know, how I was going to need about whatever, I think it was ended up being 5 days off or 6 days off because the schedule is just getting busier and busier with trying to do these weekly merch drops for Hatebreed at martyrstore.net, and then also schedule out studio recordings when the studios are all back open and rocking and we can, you know, figure out what the production gigs are going to be, what the re-records are going to be, what the podcasting situation is going to be, you know, as far as having guests who feel comfortable, like actually going into a studio again and whatnot. So I will keep everybody as informed as I possibly can. But right now, everything's really just still up in the air. But, you know, I wanted to do the music show before we get it back into some Zoom episodes. And thank you to everybody who's subscribed over at youtube.com/thejostashow. We finally broke 10,000 subscribers so we can do the merch drop down menu of all the out of print podcast shirts. So like the Welcome to Moshville and Decaf is the Death of Desire and, you know, all the other ones, Lars Was Right, and, you know, any other podcast-related shirts, those will all be up in that little merch bar that's on the drop-down menu on the Josta Show YouTube, so be on the lookout for that. So before I get to playing you all these tracks from all these killer bands on this month's music show, I want to do a bunch of segments. Why don't we start it with reading some emails?
Read some fucking emails!
All right, first email comes from Jackson Harrington. Harrington with an E. The subject line is much respect. Jackson writes in, "Hey, Jamie, I just want to say much respect, my friend. Once again, Hatebreed has got me through the hard times. I recently lost my job that I loved with Tampa Bay Brewing Company due to the COVID bullshit. I also just lost my girlfriend to top that off. Thank you for the music you guys put out. It allows me to stay hard during the bad times, and it picks me up. I go to all of your shows in and around the North Florida area. My favorite was at Rockville when you came out with the Jaguar jersey. I'm not even a football fan. I thought that was cool as fuck. Cheers, brother. Jackson Harrington." Thank you so much for writing in, Jackson. Keep your head up, man. I'm really sorry to hear about your job and about the girlfriend. I've been getting a lot of similar emails, and I can't say that I, you know, 100% relate, but, you know, because I still have the podcast and I still have the label and I still have, you know, the voiceover gigs and other stuff that's happening. But I got to say, like, at first with the touring being canceled, you know, for a while, or at least, you know, postponed for a while, I went through like those stages, like the like when something dies, what do they say? Like the stages of grief where it's like, first it's like denial, then it's whatever, you know, depression. Now it's just acceptance. And you got to just accept what you cannot change. I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. Once you get past the, you know, the blame game and the why me and the feelings of just like not being able to move forward, you see that on that other side of those feelings is like a breakthrough. And that's what's happened to me recently, not only just creatively, but also just with getting other shit done that I got to do, honing other skills, starting up, like, you know, my voice coaching again, going to see a voice coach, starting up just projects around the house and shit that I, you know, wouldn't have been able to do. Like right now I'd be on tour. We were supposed to be on tour in April and May. So right now I'd be on tour. I wouldn't be able to get this stuff done. So I'm just trying to get shit done and not complain and just be grateful for the little things. The other night, my daughter made me dinner and it was amazing. It was like one of the best meals I had. And it was after a long day of cleaning out a storage room and sending out a ton of podcast care packages and replying to a couple hundred emails and a couple hundred texts. And I was just exhausted. And I came home and, you know, just to have her like think of me and be like, here you go. Here's a nice hot plate of food. I mean, I was like, God damn, I got nothing to complain about. You know, as long as my family's safe and healthy, as long as I'm trying to keep the PMA, and, you know, even if this shit never came back, if the touring never came back, I know I got what it takes to just find a new lane, find a new gig, or do whatever I got to do to provide, you know, for myself and my family. And that's what I hope people get, you know, from listening to the music or from listening to the podcast, just, you know, trying to get a new sense of a positive mental outlook, if that makes any sense. But thank you so much for writing in, Jackson. I appreciate it. All right. Next email comes from Ryan Williams. Subject is Jack Osborne Paranormal. Ryan writes in, the house in Texas that Jack mentioned on the show is a place I spent much of my younger years. Just saw the episode last night, and I can tell you, 80% bullshit. Not saying Jack is full of it, not trying to bash anyone, but from my experience, I can say that the house is safe, though they strongly believed there was a motherly spirit. All I know for sure is that we need some more black alpaca. Yeah! thanks for writing in, Ryan. Yeah, I got a lot of messages about the Jack episode. I really appreciate everybody checking out that episode. It was fun. It was nice to just not have any COVID talk, like, whatsoever. And people had sent me a bunch of different paranormal sites and stuff, and a bunch of links to stories from people who are stuck in haunted homes during quarantine. Because I guess, like, that's happening more and more. Like, people are reporting a rise in paranormal experiences and sightings. There's someone that sent me a link to an article in the New York Post from May 15th by Natalie O'Neill. I'll put the link in the show notes. But it was basically about these, you know, residents of homes that believed that ghosts were rattling around and, you know, causing all sorts of trouble. So anyways, you can read about that in the show notes. But Ryan, thank you for writing in. And I want to visit some of these places that they visit on Jack's show. I need to do more stuff. Like, now that's another thing I'm realizing during quarantine is, like, man, I go to all these cities, I don't know, ever do anything cool. It's because you show up and you either got to do a podcast, or you got to do interviews, or you got to do a sound check, or you got to do a meet and greet. And if you've played really late, like when you're headlining, you play really late. So some nights you're getting off stage at midnight. By the time the road crew showers and everybody else showers, it's 2 a.m. Then you got bus call 2:30. Then you go on the bus. You try to get to bed. You try to wind down by 3. Maybe you sleep in till 10 or 11 a.m. You get up. You got to shit like nobody's business. You're fucking racing for a bathroom. Then there's 4 dudes in front of you. You think you're going to shit your pants. Well, I don't have to get into all that. But anyways, by the time you take a shit, you find a clean place to shit, you're like, why didn't I go to the Eiffel Tower? I've been in Paris 15 times. What? I never do anything fun. Last time, actually, I was like, this is the day we were in Paris. I was like, this is the day I'm going to go do touristy stuff. I'm going to go to Disney. I'm going to go to the Eiffel Tower. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a fucking croissant. I'm going to have a fucking frites, French fries, the whole thing. I go outside, it's just sirens, tear gas. They're like, oh, no, don't go out there. This is like this whole rioting about the yellow vests or something in the news. It was crazy. But so if any of you are into the conspiracy theorist shit, which I'm trying not to promote on the show too much because I get too much hate mail, but isn't it interesting now there's no protests going on anywhere because everybody's locked the fuck down. Makes you think. All right. Next, we are going to do a yours is ours is.
Hold on, let me tell you.
Yours is and ours is. Yours is and ours is. Yours is and ours is. Yours is.
Listen to me.
All right, this is a fan submitted yours is, ours is, coming in from Dangerous Dane Pador. Pador? Sorry, Dane. I jack everybody's names up. You know the deal if you've listened to the show, which obviously you have. He writes in, yours is the Holy Petrucci Riff Beast Edition. Yeah, shout out to Petrucci. I wonder what kind of dream theater fucking progressive metal we're going to get out of this quarantine. I got to get Petrucci back on the show. Thank you, Dane. You've already given me an idea. I'll hit up Petrucci and see if he wants to do it on Zoom. All right, Dane writes in, Josta, I hate to call out the Zeus of riff gods, but Dream Theater has an intro that's so much like the intro of a Scar Symmetry song. Per Nelson of Scar Symmetry is a riff beast in his own right, and I'm not sure how much Gothenburg metal Petrucci listens to, but those vibes are uncanny. All right, let's hear it. From 2008, Ghost Prototype 2, Deus Ex Machina by Scar Symmetry. From it's the intro of the song from the zero to the 20 point mark. All right, that's Ghost Prototype 2-Deus Ex Machina from the band Scar Symmetry. Now we're going to hear a snippet of The Count of Tuscany by Dream Theater from the 25-second mark to the 45-second mark. It's pretty close. Let me hear it again. First, we're going to hear Ghost Prototype 2. If Ghost Prototype 2 isn't a long enough song title, let's add Dash Deus Ex Machina. Like, let's put that on the set list. Like, you need one sheet of paper just for that song title. Here's the set list. It's five sheets of paper. Okay, let's hear it. All right, now let's hear The Count of Tuscany. By the way, if I went to band practice and I was like, hey guys, check this out. Here's what I got. Song's going to be called The Count of Tuscany. They'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what is this? That's why I love metal bands, because they could just do whatever they want. You do some shit like that in hardcore and they're like, you fucking pussy. What are you singing about Tuscany? We don't want no fucking breadsticks and fucking tomato sauce. But if you're in metal, you could fucking sing about the Count of Tuscany. I don't know who he is or what he does, but I love it just from hearing. All right, now let's hear the Count of Tuscany from the 25-second mark one more time. Let me just hear it one more time. Yeah, you know what? Hey, I hate to accuse JP, the mighty Petrucci, of doing anything wrong, but I think you're right, Mr. Dane, Dangerous Dane Pador, who sent this in. I think he might owe Per Nilsson. I mean, imagine the baby comes out. You look at the baby and you're like, this, it's a miracle. This beautiful boy. He's what do you think? What do you think we should name him? Per. I don't know. Per. What is it? Is it Swedish? Is it Dutch? Oh, wait. Dane goes on to write, keep up the stellar work with the show and consider getting Per on the show to talk about Scar Symmetry and his touring with Meshuga. Definitely got to get Per on the show. Let's look up what it means right now. It probably means something hard. It's like Per in Swedish means fucking Viking funeral or some shit. All right, I looked it up. Per is a Scandinavian masculine given name. It is derived from the Greek word petros, meaning stone or rock. I knew it was hard. I knew it had a hidden hard meaning. See, this is why you never judge something by the word or the cover or whatever the fucking saying is. Because if you're ignorant like me, then you just, you make a mistake. Per is fucking hard. So it's like a hard name. Shout out to Per and let's get him on the podcast. All right, now it's time to acknowledge a fuck up.
You misspoke on the show. You made a mistake. You fucked up on the show. Correct that shit.
All right, I gotta acknowledge a fuck up. It was pointed out by Robert Perry and many other people who listened to the Brian Head Welch episode. Thank you everybody for listening, by the way. And it's already getting up there on YouTube. It's going to beat out Trevor's episode, I think, pretty soon. It's going to get over 10,000 views, which is great, you know, aside from all our views, I mean, all our listens that we get on iTunes and Spotify and everything else. So it's nice to see the shows growing. So thank you, everybody who listened. And the more publicists and the more artists who see, you know, these numbers going up on YouTube and all the other sites, the bigger the guests we're going to get and the more the show is going to grow. So I really, really appreciate everybody listening in. So Robert Perry wrote in, hi, love the show since the beginning, big fan of yours, but you fucked up on the Brian Welch show. The Yours Is Ours Is segment between Boney M, Ma Barker versus Lady Gaga, you played Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. That song is a ripoff of Ma Baker. Is the song that is a ripoff of Ma Baker is actually Poker Face of Lady Gaga. Yes, I don't play the songs. That's Brian. So I get to throw Brian under the bus here. Sorry, Brian. Everybody must have been yelling at their fucking computer screen when that was going on, because I was like, I just heard this. All I did was search Lady Goga Gaga. Fuck. I can't even talk. Lady Gaga, ma, whatever, and it came up. But somehow he got Bad Romance is the wrong fucking song. It's Poker Face. My Poker Face. Yes. Thank you, Robert. Now I got to acknowledge another fuck up. This is a tweet sent to me by DJ Roll at Fat Face Fuck on Twitter. One of the best handles of all the Twitter users that write me. Thank you for writing in, DJ. DJ writes, great episode, but you kept calling it episode 422 and saying that you missed a 420 themed episode, but it's actually episode 522. LOL. Yeah, this is how you know quarantine has really gotten to you. Like when you've only gone to the grocery store, a fucking warehouse, and that's it. And your basement. I don't know how. And you know what? Again, I got to throw Brian under the bus. Because wasn't he on the whole thing when I'm saying it? He must have been like, either he glossed over it. But like, how do you just gloss over 100 fucking episodes? All of a sudden, I'm back to fucking, it's like back to the future. I'm back to episode 422. It was just believe me, I wasn't using any illicit substances. I wasn't on fucking Blue Chew or fucking Kratom or whatever sponsors we got right now. I was just spaced. I don't know. But hey, while we're on Twitter, I see Rob at Frustrated Nerd just wrote, I heard Denmark had a drive-in concert. Can we have a Demolition Derby metal show? You know, a lot of people emailed about this too, the drive-in concert. I don't know who's doing that or where or why, but I just don't trust, like, I'm sorry. I just don't trust front of house engineers and the truck people, like whoever gets the mix from the front of house engineers. Like if you've seen some of these live streams where it's not the band's engineer, they're just taking a different feed from a board. So like, unless you could totally be in control of whoever's sending that board feed or have it mixed directly from your engineer, I just wouldn't trust it. I mean, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. I've already thrown Brian under the bus. I don't want to, and I know we got a lot of music to play and I've been fucking rambling on here now, but there's videos you can see on YouTube where it is not the mix of a bunch of big bands. And then all the comments are like, they suck. What the fuck? This sounds like shit. And then you just get a bad perception of the band or the artist or whatever. So it's like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do any drive-in concert. I don't want to do any live stream concerts because whatever. And I appreciate that Clutch is doing one. Everybody support Clutch and Crowbar because they're going to make sure it's done great. I just have bad luck. And I know that it would be I go on a live stream with Tommy from Bad Wolves. These things are getting like 30,000, 50,000, 100,000 people tuning in. I'm all psyched. I'm like, great, I get to promote the podcast. I get to promote Lost Chapters 2, you know, because a lot of people are discovering Lost Chapters 2 right now during quarantine, which is amazing for me. It's been so beneficial for me. I go on it and Instagram dies. I'm like, all right, I can't. So I just have I'm superstitious lately where I feel like, if we do anything like that, then it's going to be the one day where they're like, oh, it went down. The stream is off. The guitar wasn't on the entire time in the fucking thing or whatever. So I'm sorry. I'm being a negative Neil and I got to get to the to the music show. But thank you for writing in, Rob. Now we are going to kick off. We're going to kick off the show with a new segment, because you ever hear a name of a band, or someone sends you a name of a band and you don't think it's going to be hard, so you're like, I'm not going to check them out. It doesn't sound like it's going to be up my alley. But then you check them out and it ends up being hard.
Some shit ends up being hard, even though you thought it wouldn't be hard. Some shit ends up being hard, but you thought it wouldn't be hard.
That's right. All right. So to kick off the show, I forgot who sent me this, but it's new music from Relapse Records. They just signed this band. The band is called Candy. I didn't think it was going to be hard, just based off the name Candy. They proved me wrong, serves me right for judging a book by its cover, judging a band by its name, because the shit is hard. Check it out. Here's Candy with Superstar.
We'll be right back.
That was Candy with Superstar kicking off the May Music Show. That's off a 7-inch that's coming out or came out on Relapse, and they just signed a Relapse, so congrats to them. Great label. I put out two Kingdom Sorrow records with Relapse. Love Relapse. All right, now we got another new segment because this shit is so fucking hard. You're getting two tickets to Moshville.
Waited so long.
That's right. Special Moshville dedication to this next band. They are called Slaughter to Prevail. This is new music from them. Here they are with Demolisher.
Society. This is the youthful world of life. Face down.
That shit was hard. They were taking you right to fucking Moshville. No fucking around, right? And you can't spell demolisher without mosh, I think, right? Is mosh in there if you fuck move some letters around? I think so. So that's coming out, I think, on a new album later this year. Shout out to them. Now we're going to check out some more. We're going to move from deathcore to some more traditional style death metal. I love this band. This is off a split that they just put out. Killer new stuff from Exhumed. Here they are with Rot Your Brain.
Rush your brain. Take all of the incompetence.
was Exhumed with Rot Your Brain. Another one bringing you to Moshville straight out of the gate. Old school style. Like, kind of reminds me of, like, Old Obituary, Old Autopsy. Really cool stuff. And that is on a split with another band we've played on the show. And that band is called Gruesome. And that is, I think you can pre-order it. It's called Twisted Horror. The split, you know when they do the links and it's like a bit.ly/Twisted Horror, right? It's like a shortened link. I think it's because the other link is too hard to remember. But if you go to relapse.com, you'll see Exhumed Gruesome Split, Twisted Horror. It's going to be a CD and a 10-inch vinyl. It's coming out June 5th, and you can pre-order now over at relapse.com. Moving right along, this is another one that a fan sent me, and I'm so sorry, I should have given you the credit for sending it to me. Someone had suggested I get Will Putney back on the show or any of the guys from Dillinger. Turns out that they're actually in a super group with someone also from Misery Signals. Sorry I don't have everybody's name, but the name of the band is called End, and this is new music from them. Here's the track, Fear For Me Now. With their track Fear For Me Now. I just googled End Band and I found an article on Kerrang. It says End features members of Misery Signals, counterparts Reign Supreme, Shai Hulud, and Fit For An Autopsy. And that record can be, I think it can be ordered at closedcasketactivities.com. It looks like they got a colored vinyl and some merch and some CDs. So check it out. Cool stuff. Very power violency. Is that a term that we can be violency? Guys, my fucking bag is ripping at the top. The shit had a lifetime warranty. I'm about to fucking launch it out my window. I can't take it anymore. You know what I'm doing right after today's podcast? I'm going to ridge.com/Josta. My best wallet I have, my best duffel bag that I have, phone case, everything is made by Ridge Wallet because they don't just talk a big game. They walk a big game. They back that shit up. So whether it's a quality wallet, backpack, I see the backpack. I saw the posts. I saw it on Snapchat. I saw it on Instagram. I was like, fuck, I need this backpack. This is the only thing I want right now. I mean, I'm going to tell you about how sleek the wallet is. I'm going to tell you how dope the phone cases are, especially that wallet with the two metal plates bound together by a durable elastic band. That's my favorite one. I'm down with that FPC crew, all right? No more back pocket fucking sitting on some wallet with all your old rubbers and hotel card keys and old credit cards, that debit cards that are fucking expired and don't even work. You're hunched over. You got scoliosis from the shit. None. You're the hunchback of hardcore with that wallet. Now you're going to be that front pocket carry crew. FPC, baby, for life. Leather bifolds are from days gone by. You know what I'm saying? Go to ridge.com/Josta. Use the code Josta. You'll see the link in the show notes for today's show. You could also go to my website. I'll link it there. But go to ridge.com/Josta. You're going to get 10% off with free worldwide shipping and returns. That's ridge.com/Josta. Use the code Josta. Now back to the show. Next up, we are going to hear a band that Jake Bannon from Converge recommended on his episode. Thank you to everybody who listened to that episode or watched that episode on YouTube. The band is called Cadaver with a C. Here they are with their track, DGAF. Cadaver with a C, not the cadaver with a K, cadaver with a C. Get it right, Buster. That was their track, DGAF off their new EP, which is out on Nuclear Blast. Nuclear Blast. Don't say nuclear or nuclear. Nuclear, nuclear, nuclear. That's how you got to say it. Nuclear Blast. And that is available when you go to nuclearblast.com/cadaver-DGAF. What do you say we head on over to the cold forests of Poland for some death metal right now? This is brand new Vader. Here they are with Bones. Yeah, that shit was hard. Vader's fucking bringing you to Moshville, for just a mosh forest in Poland somewhere, cold, hard, and bleak. Vader never disappoints, I gotta say. I've always liked Vader. Very, very underrated band. Boom, you hear that hard-ass music behind my voice right now? That's my song I did for Matt Brown, the immortal UFC fucking legend, and he's making coffee, not excuses. I drink it. I love it. Drink coffee stronger than your feelings. Be immortal. Drink immortal coffee. The No Crash Coffee. Co-founded and co-owned by UFC legend himself, the immortal Matt Brown. Immortal Coffee sources the highest quality coffees with the extra kick needed to boost you into action, cocksucker. Try the fucking Cuban roast. You're gonna love it. Extra dark, extra black, like I like my metal. Check it out after the show today, all right? TheImmortalCoffee.com. That's TheImmortalCoffee.com. Use the code JOSTA for 15% off. Follow them on Instagram. Tell them JOSTA sent you at TheImmortalCoffee. Also on Twitter at Immortal_Coffee. Get it right, Buster. Otherwise, you get that elbow in the face from Matt Brown. It'll come right out of your fucking iPad. Here we go. TheImmortalCoffee.com. Use the code JOSTA for 15% off. Now back to the show. Now we're going to get some core. We're going to get some core for that ass. And it's, I got a little funny story about this band. So, you know, I produced a record for Dee Snider. I think I've told this story on the podcast, so I'll keep it very short. But, you know, in becoming better friends with Dee and staying in contact with Dee and knowing, like, what he listens to and stuff, one day he calls me and he's like, "Man, do you know this band Death Before Dishonor?" I'm like, yeah, I know those guys. We toured with them. We played with them. Fuck, man. It's like my favorite band out of anybody in the world. He's like, "I listen to them on the treadmill when I'm lifting weights." He's like, "That shit's hard." He's like, "Man." And Zeus, you know, my buddy Zeus, who produced a lot of the Hatebreed records and has mixed a bunch of my projects and stuff, he worked on the record. So I told him, like, "Yo, you got to tell those guys. Tell Brian. Shout out to those guys. Frankie. I think Frankie's still in the band." You know, I said, "You got to tell me their fan is, they got a rock icon, a metal icon is a big fan of theirs." So it's pretty random and fun and cool. So here's New Death Before Dishonor. This is on Bridge Nine Records. And I think this is produced by Zeus as well. Freedom Dies.
beg to be silent. Out of fear of violence, you beg to be silent. Freedom dies. Freedom dies.
That was Death Before Dishonor with Freedom Dies. And now we're gonna head out to Thrashville, Thrashland. This is New Warbringer, who we played with in Berlin, I think it was, Berlin, Germany, and they ripped it. Really, really killer band. Reminds, very creator-esque. But let me know what you think. Jostashow@gmail.com. Here's New Warbringer with Glorious End. That was Warbringer with Glorious End. We're coming to the end of the show, but I can't leave without getting back into the death metal genre. And this band, you know, you see me wear their shirts. This shit is hard. One of my favorite modern death metal bands. And if you're a fan of deathcore, death metal, you know, slam, whatever you want to call it, I think you're going to like this track. This is new music from Ingested. Here they are with Impending Dominance.
Yeah,
that was ingested with impending dominance, fucking bringing you to the fucking land of the mosh right there. And I appreciate it, especially during this quarantine, during all this COVID shit. I need loud amps in the face, and that's as close as I'm going to get. Now we're going to switch gears, some more traditional type of metal. This band, I think, was made aware to, I think it was Mike Gitter or someone from Century Media. I think it was Mike. Shout out to Mike. I think they're on Century Media. The band's called Night Demon, more traditional style of heavy metal. Really cool band, great singer. I think you'll like it. Check it out. Here they are with Kill the Pain. Night Demon with their track Kill the Pain. And we're almost to the end of the music show. Let me know what you thought of today's episode. I will be back soon. Josta Show at gmail. subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Josta. And if you want to deep dive all the old episodes, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the code JOSTA30. That code's going to expire at the end of May. So get it and do the free trial, download all the episodes, listen to them at work or on the treadmill or wherever, at the gym. Let me know what you think. Now let's get to some fucking, damn, this band is sick. You know the band Aborted? That's who we're going to hear right now. This is their new track, Serpent of Depravity. Aborted with their track Serpent of Depravity. If a regular serpent wasn't scary enough, hey man, what kind of serpent is that? Hey bro, I'm talking to you. What kind of serpent is that? Bro, that's a serpent of depravity. Jesus. You don't even want to come face to face with a serpent of depravity. That shit's hard. All right, enough of my bullshit. I got to get out of here. So we're going to leave you on a mellow note. This is brand new music from Doom Rockers, Paradise Lost. Here they are with Darker Thoughts.
Drifting through loss, we escape from the cost of the pain. The healing through years so obscured by the tears and strain. But this
gun is gonna get you killed.
That was Paradise Lost, new music there. That track is called Darker Thoughts. Shout out to them. I was happy that they were able to get their record out. You know, I had a lot of people emailing and tweeting me saying, oh, how come Paradise Lost gets to put their record out and you don't? I think they had just handed it in, like Testament and Black Dahlia and a bunch of bands who had handed in their records like last year to just to make an April Street date. And the more I'm on these calls about marketing and search engine optimization and Amazon, and I see how fragmented the industry really is and how every territory has different accounts and different priorities to different accounts when it comes to physical music. And so now I've seen it just with martyrstore.net, the amount of physical music that we're selling. Every day I go there and it's tons of CDs. I mean, Kirk vinyl, Black Dahlia vinyl, Joss De Los Chapters 2. I'm selling tons of copies every day. I just signed another 100 copies. I mean, I've got to be up past 3,000 physical copies. And that's just me, a small artist with a podcast. You know, like, I can't imagine what a band like Lamb of God or Paradise Lost or Testament or Black Dahlia Murder sells for the physical. It's got to be upwards of 50,000 units, 100,000 units, maybe in Lamb of God's case, maybe worldwide, 200,000 to 300,000 units, which would represent, you know, millions of dollars, millions upon millions of dollars. And if you're a label that relies on, you know, these legacy artists, you know, where the fans like Testament and Black Dahlia and Lamb of God and et cetera, and even Hatebreed, where the majority of the fans buy physical still, this is, you know, something that can keep the label on, keep the lights on, keep people employed. And so now I totally get why a lot of these labels are delaying the albums. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. I see Carcass is thinking about having a street date this year. I see a bunch of other bands saying that they're going to have records come out in September, October. Even Crowbar, there's discussions about having their record come out in October. We'll see when, you know, if and when the Sepultura tour gets rescheduled. But everything's a move at Target, and I appreciate everybody's patience. And again, those of you who still buy the physical music, what a godsend that is, especially for an independent artist like me doing these Josta projects. Like, just seeing the reaction to and the resurgence, like, of Lost Chapters 1 now. You know, we just passed the anniversary, 10-year anniversary of Dio's death. And I noticed, because I've been on all these calls with and these different meetings, like, about search engine optimization. And I noticed that people were searching Dio a lot and they were getting my cover. And that day I sold a ton of Lost Chapters 1 because people heard the cover we did of Dio era Sabbath Buried Alive. And so just like little things like that, I'm noticing now, because I'm not on tour, I can be more involved with the label and be more involved with the stuff behind the scenes, and I'm learning and I'm trying to grow and I'm trying to do better. And I just really appreciate everybody's feedback and everybody's patience. But you know, now more than ever, we got to see things from both sides. You know, we got to consider everybody's opinions and consider everybody's feelings. And, I'm getting, you know, one day I'll get an email of like, fuck you, I'm not staying inside, I'm not wearing a mask, blah, 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 I'm not at risk. And then the next day I'll get an email like, thank you so much for wearing a mask and staying inside. And it's like, look, it's a personal choice. You know, I've spent Christmases in the ER with my daughter on oxygen and getting, you know, pumped with steroids and all this stuff. And like, I just can't risk it. You know, like, I don't want my daughter getting sick. I don't want my parents getting sick. And so, and luckily I'm in a position where I can do voiceover auditions from my house. I can do records and recording at home. I can do podcasts at home. So, but I get it. I get that people are getting really frustrated and they feel like, you know, their livelihood's being taken from them, and they feel like there's just so much uncertainty. And I understand, and I sympathize, and I just say, you know what, do what you got to do, but don't be a dick to people, and don't be a burden to others. You know, if you can make that choice to consciously not be a burden to others, try your best. And if you can't, and you're fucking, you know, pissed off and angry, crank up some of these songs, go buy these albums today. If you got an extra 10 bucks, 7 bucks, 8 bucks, whatever it is, and try to keep the PMA as best as you can. And my heart's with you if you lost your job, and or if you got sick, or you know someone who got sick. But I'm hoping for the best. I'm trying to see the silver lining, and I hope you are too. I will be back on a more regular schedule next week. So be safe, take care, stay healthy, drink your coffee, do your push-ups, listen to death metal. Love you all. Thank you. Bye-bye. It's the outro after the outro. Just got to thank everybody, pay some bills, do some plugs, tell you a couple two-tree things before we get out of here. And thank you so much. Let me know what you thought of the songs. JostaShow@gmail.com. I got Scott Ian coming in on Thursday, or Friday rather, because everything's a day late this week because of Memorial Day weekend. And I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend with their families and whatnot. And I appreciate all the support. I appreciate what everybody's going through and what everybody's dealing with. And so my heart goes out to everybody. And hopefully you got to spend some time with your fam and your friends. Got to thank the immortal Matt Brown himself and Immortal Coffee. Psyched to have them on board. I've been drinking this shit like it's going out of style. And I love the no crash. That's the best part. Especially any of you who are sensitive to caffeine. The no crash coffee from Immortal Coffee. You got to go to theimmortalcoffee.com after the show today. Don't forget the Buster. T T-H-E, immortalcoffee.com. Use the code JOSTA for 15% off. Let me know what you're watching. Let me know what you're listening to. If there was anything that I missed on the May music show that you think I should put in the June music show, you let me know, all right? JostaShow@gmail.com. Also got to thank Indie Merch Store. You got 48 hours to stream that Clutch Crowbar live concert at Live Events. At livefrom.events/Doom Saloon. All right. 48 hours after the show. Thank you if you already bought a ticket. Don't forget, indiemerchstore.com has all the Clutch merch, plus a ton of restocks from like Cannibal Corpse, Behemoth, Thy Art Is Murder, all those black metal bands like Blados Nord and Behexen and all that hard, heavy, crazy shit with the paint on, fucking burning churches. Oh, wait, hold on. I had too much Immortal Coffee. I'm sorry. Also, The Ridge. Look at that fucking backpack. If that's not the greatest backpack you've ever seen, I'm sorry. You gotta go. I tried. I don't even fucking put that much shit in my backpack. It's like a laptop, my Immortal Coffee tumbler, whatever Indie Merch Store shirts I'm gonna wear while we're doing these promo videos and stuff. And it's not even that heavy, but for whatever reason it broke, and you know what, I can't do it anymore. I gotta go Ridge. It's go Ridge or go home. I'm off to the Ridge. Ridge.com/Josta. You will see that bag is right on the front. If you go to ridgewallet.com, you'll see it too, but I think both sites work. Ridge.com/Josta is my link that helps me, you know, that helps them track and show our traffic, show that, you know, we move the needle for them. Use the code JOSTA. Martyrstore.net for the Hatebreed Road Crew benefit sale for the No More Tours 2020 shirt. All the meet and greet items that we've never offered online, those will all go to the Hatebreed Road Crew. We're giving them all the profits because they're out of work, just like a lot of other people. All right, everybody. I love you all. Thank you all. I'll be back Friday with the one and only Scott Ian. That was a really fun chat. I think you're going to like it. Yeah, I know there's other stuff I got to plug, but I'll just do it on Friday's show with Scott. So thanks again to Immortal Coffee. Thanks again to Ridge Wallet. Thanks again to Indie Merch Store. And thanks everybody who shopped at martyrstore.net and who's donated to the show at paypal.me/Josta. That's it. All right. Love you all. Thank you all. Drink your coffee. Do your push-ups. Listen to death metal. Decaf is the death of desire. That's why I'm on this fucking dark Cuban roast. I like the Colombian dark roast too, but obviously I'm rambling and I've had too much, and I will let you all go. Thank you. Bye.